Show of hands. How many people here had mostly neutral people that they wrote down? That they didn't, weren't joy suckers, weren't joy givers, okay? How many people had mostly joy suckers in their life? Okay? How many people had mostly joy givers? Okay? Okay, that's really great when you have a lot of joy givers. Now, here's the interesting thing that happens. And if I were to ask this question in your work community, your answer might be different than your church community, okay? And so, since you've got so many people in the church, it's going to skew the factors, skew the figures. But you can do that on your own. In the area that you have leadership, the more leadership you get pushed into, the more joy suckers you're going to find in your life. Now, all of us are going to have, tend to have, most who are neutral, okay? But you're going to get more and more people who are, oh, wow, that person is causing me grief again, and what in the world is that person thinking? And when you're in the position of being a leader, well, let me put it this way. We tend not to like having those joy suckers around. It's like, oh, maybe I will go into the next room because this person's coming this way. I don't want to even be around them. We shouldn't be thinking that way. We should be thinking that ministering to that person who is so needy is going to cause me to grow. It's a win-win situation if we will apply the biblical principles. Okay? But the more you're cast into leadership, to the point where, like, out in China, some of the people who were responsible for, you know, maybe a million people, because they're the head of a huge movement, and they've got all kinds of leaders underneath them, and they've got leaders underneath them, some of those people couldn't think of a single joy giver in their life. Nobody who, when they talked to them, they came away feeling refreshed and energized. They had to very self-consciously think, I've got to put into my schedule at least one person who can bring joy into my life, who can encourage me. And leaders especially need to think of that, because especially when times get stressful, you need that in your life. But every one of us needs to, if you don't have any joy suckers, that means you need to go out of your way to, who's a person who's needy in this congregation that I can minister to? Because leaders are people who can take on the difficult task of helping a needy person to grow in Christ. Or even a person who's not in Christ can be able to handle and minister to those who are needy. Read through the Sermon on the Mount. You're going to notice that Christ assumes that all of his disciples are going to have joy suckers in their lives. So we're going to have all three, but make sure if you don't have any joy givers that you search out for somebody who can be a friend and maybe an accountability partner who at least once a week you can get together with, and that person is going to really be an encouragement to you. Make sure that you are one of the joy givers to at least somebody in the congregation, okay? Let's break.